What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Breath.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars out on a lake?
Canoe, I reckon. Let's see, was there a canoe?
Now, a canoe doesn't have a flat bottom.
They don't.
No, you know, a canoe is like that. But I'm thinking about something like...
What, a boat?
Yeah. Just a boat.
Just what?
Yeah. You got any other name for it with oars?
That's a boat. Is how I...
Okay, that's good. What about a covering for a pillow?
Kick.
Now...
Pillowcase, I guess pillowcase is what we call, you know, the tick is where the feathers is, but the outer part would be the tick, I mean, case.
Yeah, the white thing that you put over
it. Well, they call that a sham, you know, they used to, older people had shams that they put over the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they stood up.
Well, this, I just want the covering for a pillow. The white
covering. Well, this would be covering the floor of a pillow, and just like, you know, this is a pillow.
Yeah.
And they had the things that they put over.
Well, now, what is that on the pillow right now with the flowers embroidered on it?
That's a case, pillow case.
Okay, that's what I want. And is a sham the same thing?
No, a sham is the thing that stands up, you know. You never have seen that, I don't think. You know, they fix them up like this,
mm-hmm.
Only they're ruffled and starched and put over the pillow.
Uh-huh.
The bed, they still look. That's just a case, pillowcase.
Okay. What do you call beads worn around the neck? She has a pretty what of beads?
A string. Listen, now y'all ain't gonna worry me. Now I'm tired of this. And you sit down over there and be still. Sit down over there now. I'm too old for this. I'm raised mine and I can't do that.
What was that word again?
I said I had raised mine.
Yeah. What about beads?
A string of beads.
Say it again.
A strand of beads. Oh, strand of beads.
If two men had a fight and one of them whipped the other one very soundly, you'd say he really what?
Beat him up.
Okay. Any other way to say that?
I don't believe I can fix that.
Okay. What would you call the back part of somebody's legs when he's squatting down? Down on his...
Hunker. Is that what you call
hunker? Yeah, that's the word I've got here. Say it again.
Hunker.
Okay. Good. What's another name for a stingy person? He's a real...
Close, baby. Stingy. Fight one.
Okay, any other word?
Close and tender. I don't believe I can fix that one either.
Okay, that's good. What would you say about a person dressed in funny looking clothes or dressed in bad taste? He certainly looks...
Slouchy.
Okay. And how do you say it when a person puts on good clothes? He's certainly...
Dude. He's a dude not man.
Like a city dude,
huh? Yeah. Time to go to meet.
All right. What word would you use to apply to old people to indicate that they're very lively? The old woman is certainly
spry.
Okay. Any other word? What about a lazy person who doesn't have any ambition?
Lazy person don't have any ambition.
You'd say the person is very no ambition.